Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gene. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here this morning. How about you? I already know the Lord's here. I already felt His presence. Well, and He also came in with me, so just like He did with you. Amen. You know, I'm at peace this morning. I'm at total peace. You know, it's funny how you can stare truth in the face and not see or understand that it's truth until God reveals to you finally. And you know, the incredible part is when we pray and we ask Him for something, He doesn't deny us. Did you get that? He doesn't deny us. He gives us the desires of our heart. Sometimes His desires that He puts there, and sometimes desires we have. But there's not a person in this house I know that doesn't want to serve the Lord and doesn't want to walk in the fullness of the knowledge of and the glory of God. I believe it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning I want you to get just sit back and relax. And it's going to be a little different this morning. But I believe God's given me a word that is going to cause peace to flow in this place today. Tranquility. Tranquility base is not on the moon. Tranquility base is right here. Amen. Hallelujah. And I have peace this morning. I have I feel I'm at rest this morning. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the fact that, you know, it's been no secret. I've said it for several weeks that I've been going through a struggle. And I had a breakthrough this week because of the struggle. Because of seeking God. And what I want is for each one of you to know, to feel and receive what I received this week from God. Knowledge that's beyond understanding. Insight that's beyond comprehension. Amen? I hope that doesn't sound like a contradiction in terms. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we love You. We love You, Lord. We thank You for this day. We thank You for Your presence, Lord. We thank You that You don't leave us and You don't forsake us, Lord. And when we ask, Lord, You answer. So this morning, Lord, we've come here. We want to give You praise and thanksgiving for what You have done, for what You are doing, and for what the changes that are going to come in our lives in the future that are going to cause us to grow. Ultimately, that's what we desire, Lord, growth in You. So this morning, Lord, we just turn this service over to You. We turn it over to the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're bringing our Father's will into each one of our lives and into this place today so that we can be changed into Your image and likeness, so that we can understand and walk in and live in the peace that passes all understanding and Your radical, unexplainable grace. So we just turn it over to You. Use me, Lord. Use the music people today, Lord, the people in the, that are up here leading praise and worship. And bless the people, Lord, as we lift our voices in praise and worship to You today and as we receive Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Many of you know, I'll share it for the people who are new and who don't know. When my granddaughter was born, the father was not on the scene. And that was by design both of God and my daughter. He wasn't a very nice man in his attitudes. He cared more about saving face than he did doing what was right, which means he really did dishonor himself. But that's okay. That God knew. God took care of it. But in the process, when God sent the right man for my daughter, one of the things that happened is when he went in You understand, this is 2 years after she was born. They went in and had the birth certificate signed, and he signed as the birth father, and now Kylie has his last name. Has had since my daughter and he were married. My son-in-law, Charles. So it doesn't make any difference what the enemy thinks or what the enemy says or what the courts say. The bottom line is God prevails. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, family of God, listen to me this morning. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what it looks like. God always prevails unless we just flat give up and walk away. And I don't think there's anybody in here that ain't got spirit of fight in them. Amen. I know. Y'all are fighters. I can tell you right now, I'm not laying down for anything or anybody except God. And I know you feel the same way. So I'm saying this to encourage you this morning. Understand that God always prevails. So what does that mean? That means we always prevail. Amen? And it doesn't make any difference what the laws of the land are. It doesn't make any difference what it looks like from the outward appearance. We win. Amen? That's called a blessing. Amen? It's called a blessing. Are you blessed people today? Amen, you are. If you don't know that, I'm telling you right now, you are. We're going to talk about that here in a few minutes. And so let's give God His tithes and our offerings this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Yes, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be here this morning to come and to worship you. And we thank you for this little bit of humor with Lowell and the fact that there's a street named after him. Heavenly Father, humor is what makes us healthy and yes. Helps us stay healthy too, yes. Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless each and every person that's here today. We ask you to bless and multiply this offering that we're about to receive so that we can continue to be a blessing not only to our community here, but to the entire world for the sake of Jesus and what he did for each and every person that's alive in the world today. We bring these things before you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' most precious name, amen.
Amen.
Well, it's the good pleasure of the Lord to give to his children the kingdom down here. It's the good pleasure of the Lord to fill you with his love and peace and cheer. He wants to fill you with his glory and to help you tell the story how he came in mighty power. He wants to gain to show God's love and on Calvary shed his blood. That'll keep you every hour. Hallelujah. Now, that was for free. No, you got that one for free. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of that, and it just was appropriate. Hallelujah. Let's stand and give him praise this morning. We're going to do things a little differently. We're going to do our praise songs, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the message, and then we'll do our worship afterwards. Amen? And I think when you hear the message this morning, I think you're going to have reason to and really more than ever want to worship him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome King we know. What an awesome King we know. Rules us with a mighty hand. Leads us to the promised land. What a mighty God we serve. What a loving Lord we praise. What a loving Lord we praise. Calls us to come live with him. Paid the price for all our sin. What a loving Lord we praise. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome King. What an awesome King we know. What an awesome King we know. Rules us with a mighty hand. leads us to the promised land. What an awesome King we know. Amen. Hallelujah. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that abundant life. We thank you, Lord, that that life is in operation in each and every one of us because you've given it, because of your it's beyond understanding your grace, Lord. It's beyond explaining your grace, Lord. We thank you for it. We now, Lord, we want everyone here to be able to walk in it with a new understanding and a new freedom and to be able to receive it and just have the peace of God that comes from knowing that that grace is in operation in their life. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the victory. Use me, Lord. Use the words that I say, Lord. Put them in my mouth. Lord, let your word stand and every word of man fall to the ground and die. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. How many here could tell me what they think an abundant life looks like? And I'll bet we get a lot of different answers. And I'll bet we get some answers that are close to the truth. I'm here to tell you that I'm walking in an abundant life. You're walking in an abundant life. You may not realize it or understand it right now, but you are walking in an abundant life. You know, as I've told you all, you know, for the last few weeks, I've been going through some struggles spiritually. Not with my salvation or anything like that, but some understanding in the Word of God. And I've been going through some physical and financial struggles. And they're only struggles because of me, not because of God. Listen to what I'm telling you now. They're my struggles. They're not God's struggles. If I'd be smart enough to do what the Bible says and just turn them over to God, cast my care on Him, then I'd walk in peace. And one of the things I've been praying is, God, you know, teach me, show me, show me, let me understand. And I can tell you that this week, even since Wednesday, well, now I appreciate the prayers of everybody. I think I said that, but for those who just came in, I want to just tell you again that I appreciate your prayers because God's answered your prayers and mine. Let me just get really, really honest with you this morning and down to the nitty-gritty. And what I'm going to tell you, I want you to understand that I'm not asking for anything from you. I'm not looking to you for anything. I want to impart something to you this morning. Okay? Because every one of us go through struggles. Maybe some of you the same kind of struggles. Maybe some of you are going through that kind of a struggle now. But we all have our struggles and we all have things that we're looking for an answer to. And this morning I'm here to tell you, praise God, you already have the answer. It's already in operation in your life. The problem is we get so busy looking for the spectacular that we miss God's supernatural. Y'all with me? Do I need to say that again? Let me just get honest with you. See, I'm human like the rest of you. And when things don't go according to the way I thought I'd like them to go or the way that I had planned for them to go, it's easy for me to get stressed out. Now listen carefully, because I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm looking for you to give God praise and glory this morning. Right now, in my house, we have one vehicle, and that vehicle is about to bite the bullet. But as I shared with Gene this morning, I'm talking about a vehicle that has a warped head, a blown gasket, overheats continually, barely gets us from point A to point B, and the only place we ever go with it is from our house to Michael's school, which is in the neighborhood, and then to my mother's house, and then come home. My son hasn't been able to go to work, so all of us already, you understand there's a financial burden there, financial stress there, if we let it. If I let it. What I get does not cover everything, but what I get keeps us afloat because of the blessing of God. Y'all know that I've been desiring a car for a long time, and I've got the car. There's no question, no doubt in my mind, I've got that car. My son has a new car. We may not see it right in front of us, but the point is, what happens when we get under that stress? We get so busy focusing on the stressful point of what we're going through that we lose sight of God and who God is. Are you with me? We lose sight. You see, it pulls our focus away because we're looking at, and we're praying, God, I believe you. Thank you for the blessing.
And the blessing's right in front of us, but we're so busy looking for something spectacular that we're missing the fact that God is supernaturally sustaining you and I in every situation in our life. Amen. You see, we've talked about radical grace, the radical grace of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know anybody, family of God, I don't know anybody who can explain the grace of God. I cannot. I just know it's real, and I know that for the first time in my life, I have an understanding enough that I'm walking in it, and I know He's there. You know why? Because in that, even though the refrigerator might be completely empty, my grandson has never missed a lunch. His daddy fixes his lunch every morning. We've never gone without a meal. We may not be buying everything we'd like to have, but the point is, we have clothes on our back, we have a roof over our head, and God is intervening. He's meeting those needs. His grace is in operation. Do you understand what I'm saying? His grace. See, if you just stop long enough and get your eyes off of you and get your eyes off the circumstance and put your eyes on Him, you'll see that that grace operates not because of anything you can do or you can desire or that you can conjure up, but because of the grace of God, the love of God. Amen? And in that, if you allow that grace to be perpetuated in your life, what you find is that faith comes and begins to be built, or built in a greater way than where you are right now. And see, when you walk in that grace, knowing God's got everything, not just believing or wanting, but knowing that God has got everything under control because of His grace, because He loves you, you didn't do a thing to earn it, you can't do a thing to keep it, and there's nobody can do anything to take it away from you. Do I need to say that again? Do you hear me? I know some of you right now are going through some terrific, stressful situations. But be of good cheer. First of all, don't let your heart condemn you. All you got to do is stand and say, Father, I'm sorry. I've let the circumstances cloud me from seeing You. Amen? I repent. Now, Lord, as the Word says, show me strong. Show Yourself strong in my behalf. Show Yourself strong in my behalf. And see, if you really believe that and you really get into and you really understand and you receive that grace of God and you receive what God's telling you this morning by the Spirit, which is the only way you can receive it, then what's going to happen is your whole attitude is going to change. And instead of getting excited when something happens where your car is about to just absolutely die, you're on your feet, you don't have any other mode of transportation. Thank God for the blessing that I have and a couple of you around here who pick me up, and that's only because you're close to me. I don't know anybody here who I wouldn't do anything for and who wouldn't do something for me. But the point that I'm saying is, if you get your eyes off of that, then you see that God's in operation. You see His grace. You see His mercy. You see His power manifested in your life. Do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't, you will. You see, it's working all around us. See, with all the stress that I know that some of you have gone through, Bob and Karen, when you went through the stress with the house, God's grace was in operation. He had it under control. But I know how hard it was when you're going through it. I know how hard it was. I mean, you're thinking, God, where are You? What's going on? What did I do? Where did we miss it? You know? And yet God's saying, be still and know that I am God. You hear me? As you go through a struggle or your struggle, whatever that may be, it's designed by Satan to draw your focus away from what you know to be true. The truth of God's Word and God's promise. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. His Word says, there's a passage in the Word, I can't tell you where it's found right now, but what it talks about is the fact that the righteous, you've never seen the righteous. How many here have ever seen, who here has ever seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread? He tells you to call upon Him in time of trouble. He says, I'll make a way of escape for you. I'll never suffer you to go through more than you can handle. How can we handle these things? We can't do it in our ability. We can't do it in our strength. We can't do it in our wisdom. So the way we do it is by the grace and the mercy and the favor and the presence of God in our lives. Mostly the grace of God. And that started the day you were born. You hear me? It started the day you were born. God saw you. He knew you before the foundations of the world. His grace was covering you. There are many of you who have testimonies where you can see the hand of God. Even though you rejected Him, you ran from Him, or you didn't acknowledge Him, and yet now you are where you are today, in the presence of God, with a new hope, a new vision, and a new understanding. You're literal proof of the grace of God that abounds in this earth to those who love Him and will abound to anybody who will receive Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for what He's blessed me with. I thank God that it's to help. You know, there is some money coming in, but when you can't work, you can't very well make any money, can you? But you see, there again, if you've got your focus right, if your focus is on the Word of God and the promises of God, the Bible says, and I just read this, I wish I could tell you the exact scripture. I've got notes, but I don't have those notes in front of me. That what you do is when you get a job so that you'll have something to give to those who are in need. Now, wait a minute, Bill. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that God tells you in many places in the Word, especially in Matthew chapter 6, don't worry what you'll wear, don't worry what you'll eat, don't worry what you'll where you'll live. God takes care of those things. And if you can stop looking at your circumstances or what you think you don't have and see the promises of God that you do have that are in effect in your life, they're not going to be in the future. They are in effect in your life right now. Why? Because you're a child of God, you're an heir of God, and you walk in the fullness or the fullness of the stature of Christ. Amen? They're working right now. Our biggest problem, why we miss God's manifestation of our need, is because, again, we get so busy looking for the spectacular that we miss the supernatural. I'm telling you right now, it's supernatural that car hasn't died. It's no different than the children. Here's how I equate it. I told Gene this morning on the way in. It's just like the children of Israel when they walked through the wilderness the 40 years. Their shoes didn't wear out and their clothes didn't wear out. That car may be a wreck from all mechanical sense, but the bottom line is it's still carrying us. It still starts every time. Doesn't grind and make noise. It hasn't seized up. That's by the grace and mercy of God. So do you see there is a blessing there? God's operating. That's the supernatural. It's not what you see, it's what you know. It's not what you see, it's what you know. And it doesn't operate by what you see. You'll see the manifestation if you stand in faith and you receive it. And if you receive it, you'll begin to walk in. And you know what? You don't do that by yourself. You do that because the Mighty One of Israel, the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit walk with you. And they reveal these things to you. And they bring them to pass because He loves you. And you didn't do anything to deserve that, but it's a fact. Amen? It's a fact. And all I can do is stand back and say, Bill, you are such a dummy. You understand what I'm saying. I'm not running myself down. I'm just saying that, you know. I mean, this, you can't receive things by the flesh. You can't receive things by the five natural senses. You have to receive them for the truth that they are, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and because of the Spirit of God that's within you, revealing the truth to you. And one of the truths is, you are blessed because of God's unmerited favor and because of God's limitless, unfathomable, unexplainable grace. Maybe Patrick can find the scripture that says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast, and put it up on the board behind me. Again, the example, you're in a tight place financially, you're becoming panic-stricken. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Say amen or oh me. Panic-stricken. What are you going to do? Where is God? Doesn't He care? I thought He said He'd never leave me. It's getting down to the deadline for that bill to be due, bordering on overdue. And your panic has caused you to totally lose sight of what God has promised you. You have lost what peace, lost your peace or what peace you had, because your mind has been taken off of God and put on the circumstance. And you're consumed by your need. Amen? Did you hear me? Do I need to repeat that? Because we're consumed by our need. What we need to be consumed by is the authenticity, the truth, the reality, and the literality of God's Word. Amen. God loves you. Ephesians 2:8, amen. It's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. The only thing you can do is boast in God. My Daddy, Abba Father. Amen. Abba Father, Daddy God. You see, some of us have not had good situations in our lives, and so we have trouble understanding what a good father or a good mother looks like. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but you understand what I'm saying. So when it comes down to God, because of their example, we have trouble believing God and trusting God. My mom and dad, their whole philosophy, at least my dad anyway, my whole philosophy was, I worked hard for what I got, and I didn't get it without working. So for me to understand that God gives me things and does things for me because He loves me, and for that reason alone, that's grace. Unmerited favor. And it's the same for you. We hear a message and all of a sudden we start trying to live up to what that message said. Honey, you can't do it. I'm here to tell you. I've been there, done that, and you can't do it. But what's cool is, again, that grace that abounds in your life. It abounds in your life. That grace that abounds in your life, what happens is as you begin to seek God and trust God, God causes that grace to become manifest to you, and you begin to see and understand that it operates not because of anything you do, any work, or any doing good things for people. It works because God loves you. It has nothing to do with what you did today or what you didn't do yesterday. Amen. It's called the grace of God. Unmerited favor. Undeserved favor. It's there because God created us and He loves us. And it's there for every person who will receive it and who will choose to walk in it. When Paul had the thorn in the flesh, he cried out, God, take it from me. And God made an amazing statement to him. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. What I believe he was saying there is, my grace will carry you through. My grace will meet your need. My grace will bring you peace. My grace will put you in a place of understanding where you can walk in the knowledge of God that surpasses all understanding, and the blessing of God that surpasses all understanding, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And when you understand that grace, the peace of God comes and the rest of God comes. Because you see, just another circumstance that God's going to turn to good. Amen? And that brings great peace. So why did it take me 61 years to get to this place? Once again, I wish somebody could have just popped the old screws here, dipped my head off, took the garbage out, put the good stuff in. But it doesn't work that way. God changes us moment by moment, day by day. It doesn't happen overnight. Once again, you don't get good and then God comes in. God comes in and He changes you one issue at a time in your life and makes you good from the inside to the outside. Amen? Woo-hoo! If that doesn't jumpstart your battery, nothing will. We serve a big, a gracious, and a loving, and a benevolent God. Benevolent. How many here know what benevolent means? Keep going. You're on the right track. How many times in the Word does He say, beloved? Repeat after me. That's me. I remember an old song we used to sing. I am my beloved's and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my beloved's and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my beloved's and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I can't remember what the last part goes, but in, yeah, amen. You see, grace came to you the moment you realized. And it was that grace that brought that moment of realization in your life that you needed Jesus. Amen. It's that moment that brought you to the place where you knew you needed Jesus. You needed something in your life. Let me ask you a question. Which one of you even wants to think about trying to go through the struggles that we go through without God? Woo-hoo! Son, I'll be in the next county. I ain't sticking around here. No, I'll be in the next county. Harry, I don't want to. I don't want to. I made up my mind. If it's not God, then get me out of here. I'm done. But the statement in the Word, but God. God who is, because of His grace, your deliverer. God who is, because of His grace, your provider. God who is, because of His grace, your peace. God who is the supplier of all your needs, according to His riches in glory. Everything you've got is not based on you or based on riches in this world. It's based on the riches and the blessing of God that He wants to have in your life and operate in your life. But we miss it because we get too busy looking at sensual things. Things that are physical. Things we can touch, smell, see, taste, or hear. Amen. God's grace is radical. The Bible says His ways are past finding out. I don't understand it. I just live in it and walk in it. How about you? Amen? Amen? It's the grace of God that saved you. It's the grace of God that keeps you. And remembering your walk, this is so important that you understand this, that God's will not take you where His grace cannot keep you. Now, what does that mean? If you feel you've got a call on your life to be a missionary, don't get all excited and go running around trying to do it in yourself and trying to figure it out on your own. Just sit back. Be still. Sit back and relax in the fact that God is God. And He has a time. See, what people miss is when God gives a call, He also gives a time. There's a time there. And it usually doesn't come when the call is given. It comes by growth. By maturity. Amen? By you beginning to see and to put into practice the things you hear on a daily basis. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And if you're hard-headed like me, it takes 61 years for you to finally get a hold of it. Amen. I can only speak from my experience, Harry. But I understand what you're saying. Amen. I'll say amen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even begun to comprehend the love of God. We haven't even scratched the surface on being able to put a finger on it and say, I got it. Well, you got it all right, but you don't have it up here. And you don't have it here yet. All you can do is accept it by faith. And see, that kind of love we can't explain. Amen? That kind of love we can't explain. All we can do is receive it. Walk in it. Thank God for it. Give Him praise and worship every day, every moment of every day. Amen? Amen. And see, when that happens and when you begin to understand just that fact alone, I didn't say understand grace and love. I said understand that you walk in and God has and is operating in mercy and grace and love in your life. It brings peace. Why? Because everything is under control. His control. Amen. Why? Because you've given it to Him. Because you begin to walk in and understand that that grace is there. His grace, His mercy abound to us. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to take a few moments now. And let's just give God worship this morning. Listen to the words. Sing the words to Him. Let it come from your heart. Amen. God is good. See, I don't have to ask. I already know God's word doesn't return void. When He sends it to accomplish something, it accomplishes what it's sent to do. It's not because of me. It's because of Him. Because of His grace. Because of His love. And because of His mercy. Amen. So let's get together this morning. And let's just forget about ourselves. Let's concentrate on Him and worship Him this morning. Amen. Whatever circumstance you're in, cast your care on the Lord because He cares for you. See, when you get under that kind of care, what it is fear that begins, and fear brings worry, and worry is anxiety. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, not too many of you acknowledge that. That's what it is. That's what caused you to lose focus of God, is the worry. And the fear of the unknown. But the Bible talks about us having an expected end. I know the things that I have, that I, the thoughts that I think towards you. I know what I have, my plans for you are. They're thoughts for good and not for evil. And they're thoughts to give you a hope and a future. Now what you need to do is ask God, who is your co-laborer, your advocate, your friend that sticks close on their brother, to reveal that to you. Amen? And begin to open your understanding that it's there. It starts just with that. Understanding and knowing that it's there. I didn't say you figured it out. I didn't say you got a handle on it. I said just knowing that it's there because He said so. And if He's kept you this long and He's done miracles in your life, then we don't have anything to worry about, do we? God's going to reveal. The Word says when we see Him face to face, we'll know Him even as we are known or as He knows us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, touch Your people. Seal Your Word in their hearts, Lord. Let today be a day of new beginnings. Let today be a new day of trust, a new day of vision in Your people, in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father, for this Word. Thank You for ordering my steps. Thank You for using me, for putting Your words in my mouth, Lord. Now, I thank You that the eyes are being illuminated. The understanding is being illuminated to receive that grace and that mercy, and to understand, just to begin to understand its operation. We don't understand it, but we understand its operation. And that brings great peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Because our mind's on You and not on our struggles, Lord. In Jesus' name. Whatever God tells you to do, you do it. You want to sit, sit. If you want to stand, stand. Whatever God tells you to do.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You are I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in You. Trust You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, we lift our hands to worship You, O Lord. We give You praise. We give You honor. You're worthy, Lord. You are beautiful. Maybe you're here today and you've heard us talk about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And there's no doubt that you're filled with the Spirit, but have you received the gift of the Spirit? If you haven't, it's just as easy as when you said, Jesus, come into my heart. Ask Him for the fullness of His Spirit to come into your life. It's not that the Holy Spirit's not in you, but the manifestation of that Spirit of God, it's the power that reveals the glory of God and the power of God. It reveals the authority that we have as His kids, as His heirs and joint heirs. And where you are right now, just say, Lord Jesus, I want to be filled with Your Spirit. I want all the manifestations of what that means in my life. I believe Your Word. I believe it's real. And now, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Ire karianga raba somba, mara moshure ketele basita. Ura katalia mandala basu poremoso. So, huku katendele mate bosa, mandala boku hura mende pigata. Hallelujah. Father, right now, for these people that are here, Lord, I pray, Lord, that revelation, not just the revelation, but the knowing deep in their spirits that Your grace is in operation in their life, Your mercy, Your love is in operation in their life. It's not something they need to receive, Lord. They have already received it because they've received You. And all You are, You said, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you bodily. And that means everything you are, everything you have to give, You give to us freely. You said You'd freely give us all things. But You told us, Lord, whenever we pray, believe that we receive them and we'll have them. And Lord, this morning we confess that we believe it, Lord. Now we trust You, Holy Spirit, to bring that revelation. And in that revelation, peace, the peace that passes all understanding, would come into our hearts. We'd never again get caught by a circumstance or an attack, Lord, in our lives. But we would look to You, the author, not just the one who's begun a good work, but the finisher of our faith, the one who completes that work until You call us home. Lord, I impart this to Your people this morning in Jesus' name. And I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your mercy. I can't help it, Lord, when I look into Your holiness, when I gaze into Your loveliness, when all the things that surround me become shadows in Your light and in the light of You. When I found the joy of reaching Your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love. When all the things that surround us become shadows in the light of you, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. The reason we live, Lord, is to worship you. And we thank you that day by day, moment by moment, you're causing us to come into the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revealing all things to us, Lord. Manifesting all things to us, Lord. And now, Lord, by our confession, say it with me, I enter into your rest, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch every heart. Manifest yourself and fulfill your word in Jesus' name. Now, if all hearts are clear, and Father, I thank you that your countenance shines upon your people, your mercy and your grace and your love abound to them, that your blessings overtake them, Lord. And Lord, I pray this, that they would hear you say and that you would pronounce over them, Lord, in their own life, that you, that they are your beloved and that they love, that you love them, Lord. Never-ending love. Never-diminishing love and grace. In Jesus' name, we ask you now to bless our fellowship. Bless the food, Lord. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.